you, Lord. And welcome to the second hour of... Here we are again, running around and around she goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. It's like a merry-go-round, isn't it? It's definitely just like the movie Patuxetani Phil, right? I mean, it's like we wake up in the morning, it's like Sonny and Cher playing over and over and over and over again. I gotta watch that again. That was great. And it's so apropos to the things that are happening right now. It's unbelievable. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there's just so much here. Oh, yeah. So many things. I'm just looking at, the 2012 movie, Charlie Frost, Homer screaming, 10-year-old. Oh, there's the one of the 10-year-old Jeremy, who was told by his mother that, don't be afraid of the alien demons, Mom. Where will I be, son? Well, you won't be here. Well, where would she be? Raptured. We tried to get her on the show. I told you about that. She didn't want to relive the stuff that she testified on the YouTube video. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so much. Oh, my goodness. Let me just see. Oh, yeah. Henry Groover seeing Round Earth from the Milky Way galaxy. That's interesting. Baby laughing. Star Trek Red Alert. Ah, so much here. Serenity now. Serenity now. This is what we need to remember. When we want to think that we are behaving like Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you because he trusts you. Remember this.
Serenity now!
Serenity now. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So I'm going to jump back over to the primary screen. Sure do have a lot of that kind of stuff. But anyway, let's move on, shall we? Okay. All right. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and jump back through the stuff that I have saved for this program. But I am going to throw caution to the wind and let you know that things are changing very fast. The second that we think that we have everything figured out, it's just like 1 Corinthians 8:2. If anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing yet, as they ought to know. Do I fit into that category? At least. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I carry the crows around with me everywhere. You guys are looking pretty yummy over there. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start at the top of the list of things that I forwarded over to my show email account to discuss with you or share with you or play with you. I mean, play for you. Praise God. And I'm going to start at the top of the list and work my way down through it, because very quickly we're going to come upon stuff that you've already heard about, stuff that you already know about, stuff that Draco T told Fox News to repeat after him. Nothing has changed. How anybody can look at the things that are happening from a global dynamic standpoint and not say to themselves, wait a minute. How can this be? I don't understand it. But it's okay. Don't get upset. Relax. Keep your mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. We're not from here. We're not staying here. We're leaving. It may seem like it's taken a long, long time. But you know what? In the grand scheme of all of our glorious eternities, this, I don't think we're going to hardly even be able to remember it once we get there. Just keep a humble and contrite heart, a humble and contrite spirit. For God saves such as has a humble and contrite spirit. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. So now that we have a pretty good foundation of what it appears is going on, which is, as I said, as in the days of Noah. This is the only thing that makes sense. Either that or every single one of the prophecies, dreams, and visions that we have tracked for the last 15 years are dirty lies from false prophets. But they're not. But you see, there's a lot of hardcore Christians out there that are they even judge themselves against their, unfortunately, somewhat weak understanding of our Christian walk. We have to really humble up before the Lord for the days that we're in right now and realize that we don't know everything and we're not going to. God's not going to tell us stuff. Just like J. Vernon McGee said in his book, Through the Bible, God hath not given us all the details. In fact, he has given us very, very few details. And he was talking about the gap theory, which is gap fact, about Neanderthal man, Cro-Magnon man, and all that kind of stuff. But what he said was amazingly relevant to the days that we're in right now. Do we know what's going to happen? We don't. Can we live with it? Can we buck up? Can we be Jesus? Can we pray over ourselves? Can we ask others to pray for us? You know, like it says in 1 Samuel 12:23, far be it from me to sin against the Lord in failing to pray for you, which, by the way, I do. You know, I've promised, and I mean it, that anyone who lifts me up by name, I ask our Father, please anoint them, give them a tenfold anointing and blessing for them and their family throughout all of eternity. Does that mean you're not going to go through hard times? But wait a minute. The book of Acts says that no one shall enter heaven without going through tribulation. What would you rather do? Not make it to heaven or go through tribulation? I would rather go through tribulation. So would you. Admit it. Even if it is ugly. But I just have a feeling. I don't know. Maybe things will shift. Maybe they'll shift on a dime. But maybe not. So we have to be prepared for anything, don't we? So when I finally do get... So I was copying my stuff for my July 7th appointment to get my passport renewed. And I had to, the guy told me, you got to take photocopies of everything. You got to take the front and the back of your driver's license. You got to take, you got to take the front and back of your birth certificate. You got to fill out these forms and you got to have everything exactly right. And he's, take photographs of everything. You got to bring a 2x2 photo. It can't be a JPEG. Fill out all the forms and photocopy everything. And I'm like, all right. And I'm taking notes and everything. And I just like you said. And then I took my birth certificate and I put it on my replacement printer that Hewlett-Packard had so kindly given to me as a replacement for my broken one that didn't make it a whole year, even though it was one of the most expensive they've ever made. So I got my replacement printer and I set it up and I've been using it to print this and print that and do my job and the things that I got to do. But I hadn't tested the scanning feature. I never did. Never had a purpose to. Because as of late, I have not had to do any travel for my job. Praise the Lord. I've traveled so much. If I never see the inside of an airplane again, unless I'm heading to Belize, okay, with my new passport, it'll be too soon. When it comes to travel, I really kind of pretty much have done it all. Unless I was on a Navy ship. Which, by the way, let me tell you something. Anyway, forget about it. I want to stay on track. So let's praise Jesus for where we are. Let's praise Jesus that he's opening our hearts to the possibility that things might get a little bumpy. And to prepare us for maybe, for a big fat Augustus Gloop, maybe. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying, I'm just presenting the possibilities. I would not be able to deal. I would be so upset with myself. I would be so upset with I don't want anybody going before Jesus and saying, but that Johnny Baptist, he misled me. And that's why I missed that and the other thing. And it's like, no, I'm not going to be that person. No way. I'm not going to. I won't. And therefore, as I discover, as the Lord gives me more lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little, I'm going to share it with you if it gives me heart pains and I'm reaching for the digitalis. But I don't have digitalis. It's not, thank goodness, thank you, Jesus. But I'm just saying, analogously, reaching for the digitalis. That's why I take things that promote nitric oxide in your blood, because it, works on does wonderful, incredible, miraculous things with your heart, with your arteries. Makes them extra elastic, clears them out, all this kind of stuff. That might be the only reason I'm still alive, for all I know. My dad died at 76 because of an aortic aneurysm in his sleep. because he refused a controversial operation of the day. Back then, they didn't know if it would work. It was called putting a stent in your artery to open up the flow. And now they do it basically an outpatient surgery. And my dad died at 76. He didn't want to take the controversial direction. And he died at 76. My mom died at 56. Because back then, they didn't really have treatments, proper treatments, for type 3 diabetes. And of course, I was born 20 years late. So where does that put me? Oh. Anyway, so as more lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little, are given to me, I'm going to share them. Even if what you hear is not what you want to hear, because it's my duty before God. I have to. I can't sit here and look at this information and say to myself, oh, I'm not going to share it with people because it'll bum them out. No. We have to look at all the possibilities, and we got to be prepared for them. No matter what, we got to buck up. Praise God. As a matter of fact, there is, and I'll see if I can share this with you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, hold on. Let me go ahead and scroll down to see if I can find this. Where is it? There it is. Thank you, Father. All right. I got to be careful as I scroll up because it might go crazy. It just started flopping all over the place. Okay, so listen to this. A prayer of surrender. I used to read this all the time on the prayer vigil. I miss those days. I really do. And I know there are very few people that can listen to 3 hours of radio programs. Folks used to tell me I have to break it into three different pieces and listen to it. But by the time I got through the three pieces of the show, you've already done two or three more shows of 3 hours each. We live in a time when the quick little hit and runs. I even have people tell me today, oh, I had to wait 3 or 4 days before I could get to the second hour. Right. Even though they went together like a glove and a hand. But that's okay. What are we going to do? Nothing. We have to deal with it. We have to be gracious. We have to be the Beatitudes. We have to realize how blessed we are. No matter how ugly it might look to us, we've got to. We don't have a choice. Where are you going to go? You going to come with me to Belize? You going to get your passport updated? If you do, that would be kind of cool because we could all hang out and stuff. But, you know, anyway. But is the grass greener or is it fake? That's the problem. We want the grass to always be greener. But is it? Is it really? Charles de Foucauld. I used to read this, on, like I said, in prayer vigil all the time. It's called a prayer of surrender. Father, we abandon ourselves into your hands. Do it, and I'll read it like he did. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I will thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me. We wish no more than this, Father. O Lord, into your hands we commit our soul. Into your hands we commit our spirit. We offer it to you with all the love of our heart. For we love you, Lord. And we so need to give of ourselves to you, to surrender of ourselves into your hands, without reserve and with boundless confidence. For you are our Abba, Father. Amen. Now, you know, I added the "you are our Abba Father" to it. Yeah, what would anything be that I share if it wasn't, you know, Johnny Baptistized? Hallelujah. And you heard my rendition of Jonah's story, right? Praise God. All right. That's one of the things that is very difficult to derive from reading the scripture is what were the emotions that occurred at the time? What were they? Is our understanding of the anguish, of the misery, of the challenge that the people that are being spoken about in the Bible, is it accurate? Or are we way off in the way that we, oh, he took it pretty well, all things concerned. Did he? Did they? Do we know? Were we there? Are we even qualified to make that decision? I would submit probably not. Do we know what it feels to be in Syria and to watch our children be slaughtered before our eyes? No, we don't. But it's happening. In fact, it's pretty much happening over there every day or every week to some degree. And there for a while is every single day. And what's up with the new replacement for, you know, the leader of Syria being that same guy that was cutting people's heads off in Orange? Folks, if you don't think we live in exceedingly dark times, you haven't been paying attention. We do. All right. So anyway, on that note, let's see. We're 16 minutes into the second hour. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So the age of revolution returns. Now, I'm going to go ahead and do I have time to play this? Let me look at the time. 16. I'm going to try. All right. This is Greg Reese. I do not believe that he's a believer. Okay. Hold on a second. Greg Reese, who used to do regular video AV bites for the Alex Jones show. But then he looked at the things that were happening around the world, and being the unbeliever that he is, which I'm pretty sure he is, 99.99999% sure that Greg Reese is not a believer just because of what he talks about and how he talks about it. But he, like George Galloway, said when Putin said, hey, if you guys want to escape the West and come over and live here in Russia, come on over. Come on in. Hey, come on in. Well, sometimes the grass looks greener, but it's because it's fake. We don't know, but we'd like to believe. But do we believe? What do we believe? Is it right or wrong? We don't know. So anyway, this is Greg Reese's last release, and I'm going to comment on it after it's done, but I'm going to go ahead and play this for you, and then we'll move on to some of the other stuff that I saved up for this program, the second hour. We're 17 minutes into the show. We need to move rather quickly, and here we go. Thank you, Jesus.
The most radical political prose ever written into a founding document of a nation is found in the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to all and usurpations, it's the people's duty to throw off such government. In a 1787 letter to James Madison, Jefferson wrote, I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing. It prevents the degeneracy of government. In another letter he wrote, God forbid we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion. In a letter to William Stephen Smith he wrote, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Thomas Jefferson was not the only radical poet of individual freedom. The words of James Madison, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, Benjamin Franklin, and others lit the flames for the age of revolution, starting in 1775 with the American Revolution, which inspired the French Revolution in 1789, the Haitian Revolution in 1791, and the Latin American Revolutions that began in 1810. This entire age of revolutions unfolded in just 50 years. But according to history, it cannot be described as grassroots rebellions. Freemasonry and the Illuminati were heavily involved. Freemasonry has been, and still is, closely related to the British Crown. The first American Masonic Lodge was established in Philadelphia in 1730, with Benjamin Franklin as a founding member. Benjamin Franklin was the Grand Master of the Pennsylvania Masons, as well as a member of the Lodge of the Nine Sisters in Paris, where he recruited French support for the Revolution. George Washington was a Master Mason of Fredericksburg. Paul Revere was the Grand Master of Massachusetts. John Hancock was a member of St. Andrew's Lodge, Boston. Masonic lodges were incubators for revolutionary ideas. And despite Freemasonry's origins under the British Crown, every Masonic leader of the Revolutionary era sided with the Patriots. The Bavarian Illuminati was officially founded by Adam Weishaupt on May 1st, 1776, during the American Revolution. The Grand Orient of France and various Masonic lodges served as networks through which revolutionary organizers coordinated across national borders. A conference was held at the Rothschild Castle in Wilhelmsbad on July 16, 1782, where Freemasons and the Illuminati forged an alliance before the French Revolution erupted. Yuri Lina is an Estonian journalist, filmmaker, and author who argues that international Freemasonry, international banking, and the communist movement were all interconnected strands of a single project of elite power consolidation. Lina claims that both Lenin and Trotsky were high-ranking Freemasons, loyal to the International Masonic Council. According to a 1917 document, the German Grand Lodge stated that Lenin consistently represents the ideals of international Freemasonry. Both American communists and American bankers were instrumental in financing the Bolshevik Revolution. Lina frames the American Revolution as the first successful deployment of Enlightenment Masonic political philosophy against a traditional monarchy. According to Lina, the Founding Fathers were participants in a Masonic Illuminati geopolitical project to avoid a Christian monarchy by creating a secular republic, and was the template that was later applied in France and Russia. Looking back today, Lina's argument does not seem far-fetched at all. Western governments have been fomenting revolutions for over a century, and the astrological parallels between then and now, as well as the current political climate, suggest we may be seeing a new age of revolution. Several major planetary cycles are returning to where they were 250 years ago. Pluto, which destroys old power structures, moving from Capricorn to Aquarius. Uranus, which rules revolution, is returning to Gemini, which promotes sudden change and technological disruption. Saturn conjuncts Neptune at 0° Aries, the degree of new beginnings. And Neptune moves into Aries, a time of idealistic crusades and battles fought over freedom. On July 4, 2026, when America celebrates its 250th birthday, the sky over Philadelphia will more closely mirror the sky of July 4, 1776 than any sky since then. And the secret societies responsible for overthrowing governments are well aware of this. Greg Reese reporting.
All right. Did you hear that? Did you know that on the cover of The Economist, which is loaded, absolutely pregnant with symbolism about what's supposedly going to happen in 2026, keep the Book of Jonah in mind, please, is has missiles launching toward the actual July 4th celebration here in the United States of Babylon the Great. Missiles! Now, what does that mean? Is it symbolic of something really bad happening during this coming 4th of July? What do we know? We don't know. Do we know that God might relent? Is it definitely going to happen? You know what? The only difference between what the evil ones, the darkness, projects is going to happen, or what they were told by some fallen angelic entity from, you know, the bowels of Sheol, okay, the only thing, when alien entities or fallen angelic beings meet with humans and they say, oh, the future is so bright and it's just wonderful, it's a golden age and we're all going to dance and it's going to be wonderful, the only difference between what they saw when they traveled into the future, which they can do, okay, is God's judgments. God injects judgments on the earth to derail that timeline and to bring it back in line with his will. That's how it works. So when we see these parallelisms between this, I don't know, arguably the Age of Revolutions and this alignment that Reese is talking about, and yes, the Founding Fathers of the United States of Babylon the Great, look, it was the Virginia Company. I've told you about that before. It was never intended. It was nothing about having to do with the Nina Pinta and Santa Maria and all these Quakers and stuff coming over here and escaping their persecutors in Europe and starting a new life. That's part of it. It's a little bitty, teeny, weeny, weeny, little bitty part of America, of the concepts. But when you understand the reality, what was really going on, the Jacobins, the formation of the Virginia Company, okay, all these things play a role. What about the War of 1812? What was that all about? We need to understand these dynamics. We need to understand the things that Greg Reese was just talking about. Because otherwise, we're going to sit here flopping like a fish on a hot 33.3 degrees Celsius pier. We don't want to do that. We want to be ready, no matter what. We want to be ready for bumpy roads. We want to be ready for extended bumpy roads. When I get my new printer, what I expect to work is the scanner. Because right now, on that old one, scanner was not working. And I need to take a properly scanned into my password thing. So I'm waiting for it to come so I can set it up so I can get a proper scan, blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing. But it's all really in the grand scheme of everything that is happening right now. We don't know. As in the days of Jonah, indeed. All right, so I wanted to play that for you because there are some very, very interesting parallels that Reese brought forward regarding the days that we're in right now. There are those that I know that understand Russia, the Ukraine, the synagogue of Satan, the penetration of the SOS throughout all of eternity. Why is it that Billy Graham called up Richard Nixon and warned him about the synagogue of Satan? Huh? That was a long time ago. Why is it so few even see it? Anyway, so I could ask gazillions of questions about all these things, but you know what? I don't think we're going to find out an answer. We're going to have to ride this out. We're going to have to truly learn to trust in our Heavenly Father. Become thick or thin, no matter what, praise His name. Is it possible that we have some of it right and some of it wrong, or all of it wrong and all of it wrong, or... You know what I mean? Is there a balance to be struck? We don't know. And we're going to have to prepare ourselves emotionally, through our heart, understanding Jesus, living the Beatitudes, and being very careful when we decide that we're going to cast our pearls before those who are limited and instead back off and pray for them, that God will touch them. We all need to ask our Heavenly Father to forgive us. It's a constant for those of us who understand the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. We're all tax collectors. And we never, any one of us, never ever want to have presumptuous sin, which is a particular affront to our Heavenly Father. Presume nothing. Seek your own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise His name. All right, so let me go ahead and jump back over to the plethora of various things I saved up for this program. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play this. I have it marked. Let me see. It doesn't tell me how many minutes. Maybe I'll figure it out while it's playing, but I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is a redacted clip. Hold on a second. It says, the White House is blaming big oil because it cannot admit the real problem. The system is tighter than they told you. Reserves are stressed. Shipping is unstable. And America may need Russian oil again. Now, you know what I mean? I don't care. But I thought that this was worth listening to, at least the very beginning of it. And here we go.
Energy system itself is much tighter than the White House wants to admit, so they'll blame big oil companies instead of admitting the tank bottoms are the problem. So the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is not full. Cushing is approaching dangerous operation levels. Gulf shipping remains unstable and now double the cost. And that's why the Russian oil sanction story is so important. So again, according to White House sources speaking to Redacted News, credible insiders now say the team is negotiating the Ukraine-Russia deal. They have spoken with Trump about lifting sanctions on Russian oil. And we're told it's very likely that the U.S. will next move to lift those sanctions. That would be a shocking reversal.
Okay, so do we believe that there will be a shocking reversal? All right, do we follow along those lines, or are we suspicious of that reversal? Okay, well, I'll take that as a big no. We don't believe in the reversal. I don't know. We're just going to have to ride it out. Keep trusting our Heavenly Father, no matter what. All right, praise God. All right, let's go back to the big chunk of things that I sent over here. So the FARS News Agency, which, by the way, is a news agency that is directly affiliated with Iran, says that, now this was an op-ed. A lot of the places out on the internet that many have come to trust as being trustworthy sources of state of the world dynamics, for lack of a better term, are poppycock and balderdash. I'm not going to name names, but I can tell you they're sources that I used to trust, and now I don't anymore, because they have missed the ball. They've whiffed. Okay, it's kind of like that scene in the movie Signs, with Mel Gibson. All right, where the guy chuckles, and he's, you know, when his brother is in the recruitment center, and he says, "Well, that's because you don't know he has another record, the strikeout record of all time." Okay, see that. That's kind of like what we're seeing happening right now from a lot of the sources that we used to trust or believe in, because they're just whiffing. They're striking out like crazy. All right, so I'm hoping that I'm going to maybe add a little bit of sanity to the insanity, hopefully. All right, so the FARS News Agency, when everybody's out there saying that Iran is now, you know, all bets are off the table and Iran is going to pursue nuclear weapons now. The cat's out of the bag. No, it's not. Whoever you've heard that from is not, they're deceived. They're simply deceived. They do not understand, and they did not do their homework properly. Okay, what it was it was an opinion editorial that showed up on the FARS News Agency commentary. That's it. It was never anything official. But there's a whole lot of very important people with millions of people in their audience that think it is, because that's what they're saying. It's not. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So I already mentioned Dr. James Lakatsky, who's telling it, the people in Congress and various folks out there on big radio shows with big listenership that, you know, the UAP people. So anyway, for what it's worth, the audacity is cutting out on me like crazy. But you got Anna Polina Luna, who's like, they're demons. No, they're not. There's all kinds of dynamics out there, and we can't overcome the dynamics. Everybody's got an opinion. And you know what they say about opinions? I'm not going to go there, but you know what they say about opinions, don't you? Hopefully you do. I've had so many very famous people on the program over the last 15, 16, 17 plus years. Very famous people. People that have been invited to the Branson Conference, people that I had people email me going, I can't believe you had so-and-so on your radio show. Wow! Because they worship humans. They think they're wonderful. They think their opinions are unimpeachable. And I had to bite my tongue until it bleeds because I didn't agree with them. And to this day, I still don't agree with them. That's okay. Does it mean that I have everything 100% right? Absolutely not. But we have to endure no matter what. One thing is for sure. There are spiritual beings. There are spiritual manifestations of messenger beings. And there are host-based manifestations in host bodies. Okay? So if I were to give you three definitive alien documentaries that you need to watch if you want to have a basic understanding, you need to watch, number one, Above Majestic. It's available on Prime. Ask for it by name. Above Majestic. The next one you need to search on, also in the world of Prime, I believe, is Walking with the Tall Whites. Don't be trolling around YouTube and looking for Walking with the Tall Whites something, something, something. If you haven't listened to the entirety of the original documentary, Walking with the Tall Whites, you're ill-equipped to deal with the almost certain, for certain, lies that you're going to be told on whatever else they've put out there to debunk it. You've got to watch the whole documentary, Walking with the Tall Whites. It even covers intergalactic travel, the generals that were working with the Tall Whites. The Tall Whites wanted them to set up outposts on different planets, and the generals wanted to keep it on the down low. How are we going to do intergalactic travel and help them out? Yep, it's all in there. Every bit of it. The next one you want to watch is Underground, the director's cut. It is the story about, the Dulce Wars. It's the story about Phil Schneider before he was murdered. Anybody who has anything to say that was really, really important for us to understand was killed. Cooper, behold the pale horse. He was the one who flew over to England to see the Albert Pike letter in person in the museum. He said so on his program before they murdered him. He also talked about the circus. Circus, 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 circus. It's a type of distraction. Look what Draco T is doing. Look what he did. Look how he destroyed and defaced the White House with the most ridiculous things. But everybody watched. Oh, the circus. Pass me some peanuts and popcorn and Cracker Jack. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And another one is, I swear it by name, Being Taken. Being Taken. So the four, if you want to have a clue, are Above Majestic, Walking with the Tall Whites, Underground, the director's cut, and Being Taken. If you've listened to all of those from beginning to the end, take notes. You probably have a pretty good idea. Then you'll be able to read the article on Tribulation Now about the Seven Thunders Revealed, where Sister Barbara and Brother Dan, Barbara's like walking around her kitchen all by herself downstairs, and she, this is like 10 plus years ago. I wonder if they'd even remember it if I brought it up to them. Probably not. I don't know. Who knows? And I'm not judging. I have no idea. They have been through awful stuff. God bless them. But Barbara, according to her testimony back when it happened, was walking around, you know, her kitchen. She was talking to the Lord, and she was like, well, the seven thunders, you know, you, Father, you know, you said, you know, in the time of the end, all things will be revealed. Will you please tell me about the seven thunders? She's actually having this conversation with her Heavenly Father. And then all of a sudden, her husband, Dan, comes prancing down the stairs in their Victorian home up in eastern Pennsylvania, Pittston or something like that. And he comes down and he's like, honey, the Lord just gave me a prophecy. It was about the seven thunders. And she's like flipping out going, no way. And he's like, oh, yes way. And then he gave his prophecies. Well, I took those prophecies, had them transcribed into text. And they're on a article on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle. Find the little search button for articles on the website. There's over 420, so you're going to be hard-pressed without the search button. And just type in Seven Thunders, S-E-V-E-N space Thunders. Type it in. It'll take you right to the Seven Thunders Revealed, and you'll be able to read the two prophecies. The one that talks about the host. The host will come first, but then the thunder shall be revealed. Those are spiritual entities, and they cannot be killed. But the other ones that are in host bodies can be killed. By the way, that's mentioned very clearly on Walking with the Tall Whites. What do you know? All the things are going to be revealed in the end. Acts, 7 verse 8 or something like that. Be careful how you hear, because those who have the ability to hear and the open-mindedness to hear will be given more. But those who have that closed-minded attitude about things, what they seem to have been given will be taken away. Right? And that is located in Luke 8, verses 17 through 18. Be therefore take heed how you hear. All right. Well, All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I did want to share that with you. Let me go ahead and mark a couple of these. Okay, so I set you straight, or at least I pray in Jesus' name that I helped you to understand. I don't want to say set straight. That's too strong of a term. But I hopefully peeled away some of the confusion that you're going to hear from those that are out there with very large audience, whom many of us have trusted over the years. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I don't know if I want to play this. Okay, I'm going to play it, but try not to, like, grab for your bucket if you can hang in there and listen to it. Yes, it's sickening to a Draco T level. Only this entity. Hold on a second. Only this entity would say something like this. Of all the sick, evil, twisted, demented entities of darkness that exist on this foul and loathsome planet, only this particular entity would say something as foul and loathsome as you're about to hear. But unfortunately, it's part of what we have to go through. Listen to this.
Venezuela, we have a great, and by the way, we're helping Venezuela. They had a tremendous earthquake, a lot of people killed, and unbelievable, right in Caracas. And we have a lot of people over there helping, but Venezuela's been fantastic. We've had a great relationship. It was a one-day war. We hit them so hard, and one-day war. Now we've taken out millions of barrels of oil, and we've paid for the war many times over. But just as importantly, they are doing better than they've ever done. They're making more money than they've ever done. They've never made the money that they're making now.
What a bunch
of tripe.
And it's
really, I mean, outside of what happened last night with the terrible, that was terrible what happened. It was a big earthquake. Knock down buildings.
Big fat Draco.
But outside, it was really, it's a happy country again. The people are happy. They're dancing in the streets.
Did you hear that? Now, if you couldn't control yourself and you reach for your little bucket, which many of us have to do on occasion, I completely understand. Okay? Is the only thing I can think right now. But you know what? Father, peace. In Jesus' name, we are not from here. And in Jesus' name, we are not staying here. Praise you, Lord. Pour out your peace that passes all understanding. For peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Thank you, Father. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump back over here to this lovely collection of things that you probably don't want to hear now. But anyway, there's the government of Lebanon hold on just a second. All right, so let's go ahead and so the Lebanese government is propped up. It's a government that was put in place by the SOS, all right? We should be very careful not to, and certainly I don't think anybody that's a listener, a regular listener of this program, would ever have second thoughts about the sick, extremely sickening Draco T dynamics, okay? Hopefully we all remember that he whipped a baby into the Great Lake, Michigan, and killed it, and that all the horrible things that are on the Epstein list. Hopefully we all, we need to remember it, but we need to not dwell on it, okay? And we definitely need to not throw our pearls before the limited and pray for them graciously and lovingly and kindly, because that's who we are. And we don't want to miss our first opportunity to get out of here. But at the same time, we don't want to miss any of the opportunities that our Lord or our Heavenly Father have given us to serve Him. But we have to do it with wisdom. As part of my portfolio of things, witticisms and such that I put it taglines in my email, we are fishers of men. Fishermen do not bang gongs and scream to catch fish. They wisely bait their hooks and capture the imagination of the fish. Be barley. Praise God. Okay, so anyway, now I could play the little bit, clip of Jesse Waters, who's just controlled. He's a controlled entity. They're all. Look, I'm going to use this term. Please forgive me if it offends you. They're sucking up to Drake OT, and hopefully you know that. Okay, the amount of that stuff going on is unbelievable, and it's extremely difficult for those of us who are awake and aware to be able to deal with it. Okay, boy, you should have heard the small group of people that are behind the scenes that helped me vet things go off when they heard what the Dracos said about people dancing in the streets in Venezuela. I mean, it was enough to make people object. I couldn't believe it. But yet I could believe how those of us who are discussing these things felt, because it was just awful to even hear about it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So anyway, so if you combine the nuclear false flag option is imminent, which is where Alex Jones has a conversation and overlays it across a Tucker Carlson interview, and they come to the conclusion, essentially, that because of the, Samson option, et cetera, that backing Israel into a corner, like is happening right now, they argue, could ultimately result in a nuclear false flag occurring in the United States of America, or in that United States of Babylon the Great. Is that true? I would submit they nailed it, absolutely. But when you combine it with the manhole covers that are being lifted up and various men coming in and out of them at different places across New York, and you also combine it with the vision from David Wilkerson with fire rolling down the streets of New York City, it tells an interesting story. It aligns with Jones and Tucker Carlson's estimation of what might be coming our way. What about Laura Loomer? I know she's pretty creepy, but what about her constantly saying another event worse than 9/11 is coming? Do you think that the SOS has given up? Do you think that they've given up? Does it matter that the Apophis meteor thing, close Earth object, is still arriving at 2029? Is that the thing that plummets into the ocean off the coast of Puerto Rico and causes the great earthquake of Revelation 6:12, Ezekiel 38, verse 19? They're the same event. Why is it that Draco T's term ends in 2029? Do you think he cares? Doesn't look like it, does it? Maybe he doesn't have anything to worry about, does he? Except being ready for the pit. I put my prayer time. You can do whatever you want. As you feel led by the Lord. Praise Jesus, because it takes all of us praying for what the Lord leads us to pray for. Praise God. Now, if I were you and you have an understanding of things, a pretty good one, it might not be the best choice to pray against the Great Tribulation, to pray against the things that we already know are going to happen, to pray against them, because you would be essentially praying against who? God's will. Right? Yeah, you would. But anyway, pearls before our limited brothers and sisters. Love on them. Pray for them. But we're leaving. We're not from here. We are not staying here. Look at all the things that are going on around the world. Give the glory to Jesus. Let us all be ready for whatever comes. Now, were there some skirmishes? Bombs going off? There was a claim that a ship was hit by IRGC attacks, and the Draco, the filthy entity that it is, was like, oh, and used it as an excuse to go and attack Cyrillic, which is on the coast, which was probably where they detected, this supposed missile that attacked one of the ships going through the Hormuz. All right. And then they did their attacks back, and so back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. There was bombs going off all over the place, and all the same time you got Abbas, Araghchi, and all this kind of stuff. Oh, we want to continue to have talks. It's maddening. It's absolutely maddening, all the things that are happening. It's back and forth. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that 29 Republicans that are anti-AIPAC won their, they won the offices that they were running for. They were voted in. Now, there's a lot of fuss going on under Drake OT's leadership. But you know what? Do you really think it matters? Do you really? Because I don't. I really just don't. I don't believe that any of this matters. Now, could I be wrong? Yeah, I definitely could be. Have I been wrong before? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. If anyone thinks they know anything, they know nothing. It is they ought to know. Praise Jesus. All right. And oh, boy. Oh, my. What's this? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. All right. Hold on a second. Let me see. Oh, no. All right. Hold on. Okay. A rare micro moon will rise tonight as the first full moon of summer. They call it a strawberry moon rising. Strawberry moon. Sister Nancy, look up the symbolism of strawberry moons. She's really into that kind of stuff. And the numbers, too. She's like, well, did you know that 9 plus 2 plus 2 plus 3 plus 3 minus 3 plus 2 plus 3 equals this? And I'm like, no, I didn't. But thanks a lot. Let me get my calculator. I can't even balance my checkbook. Praise God. All right. So anyway, all these things that are happening right now. Iran striking U.S. military positions in response to the American attack. It's back and forth. It's pointing fingers. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Iran fired on ships. Okay, the least four, at least four one-way attack drones at ships occurred in the Strait of Hormuz. That's what they're claiming. All these things are in flight right now. Are they going to make it to the next level? It doesn't appear that way to me. It doesn't. Is there plenty of time that things could turn on a dime? Oh, I would say so for sure. But who am I? I could be wrong. What about the living translation of Luke 21:36? I don't like it. Don't care for it. But we ought to be prepared for it just in case, you know, right? Amen. I am. I'm going to try to be. I'm not happy about it. All right. Praise Jesus. But I'd rather think about it and consider it. When I get my new printer, if it ever comes, I just got a notification that it's not going to come until tomorrow, but I already knew that. All right, then I've got to set it up, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Chuck Young brand. I call it the Chuck Young brand encounter. I have it under most critical prophecies on Tribulation Now, two ends in the middle, tribulationnow.com. Look for most critical prophecies or critical prophecies and drop it down. It's a drop-down menu. Has the Ceremony Vision in there, and it has the Chuck Young brand encounter. Now, in the Chuck Young brand encounter, I don't like it, and I say so. So if you click on it, you're going to see my little, you know, I decided to put this here, but I just really struggle with it because it doesn't line up with so many other prophecies. But my new printer's on its way. Now, I am going to take the Ceremony Vision. I'm going to create a Word document. You know those little things, those, I don't know, tests that we have to take sometimes for, I don't know, in some cases jobs or whatever the case is. They have these blocks on the left, and then they have these places that you could put the blocks on the right. And you got to drag them across to the right and drop them into the right receptacle. I don't know what else to call it. Now, so you drag, you know, it might say this, that, and the other thing. And you go, well, this, that, and the other thing best fits with item number 3 on the right. So you drop it there. And then you go over to the left again and you look for the next one. And then, oh, this looks like it's going to fit with this one on the right. And you drop them all in. And then you say, check my math. And it comes back and says, you fail. Well, at least it does for me. I don't know about you. But anyway, but that. Those dynamics are where we are right now and in our walk and understanding of these things. Okay? We don't know. Okay? We know that, for example, Sister Bonnie from way back in 2011, I think it was, no, August of 2012, I think it was, said that there was going to be a brief period of darkness that we're going to have to walk through. I'm like, well, what's brief? Well, the periodicity of the rotation of the Earth is 24 hours. But what's the periodicity of the rotation of planet Heaven? Maybe that's the reason why God sees a day as 1,000 years. Maybe it's a gigantamundus planet that takes 1,000 years to orbit, revolve one time. While the Earth has done it 1,000 times in the same periodicity. Whoa. Is that possible? Could that be true? Or am I just way out there again? I don't know. So, there are many who believe that the state of the synagogue of Satan, the evil ones, is that they potentially believe, although I know it's all rigged, you know it's rigged, I know it's rigged, it's a big theater. Most of us know, thanks to Robert Vandreas Mitchell being on the program and explaining things to us about the Romanovs and the different Illuminati groups and how they're being visited by different fallen angelic beings. And if you haven't heard those testimonies from Robert, I'm sorry that you didn't. I really am. But they were very revealing, and they're true. There are different alien species visiting and powwowing and doing agreements with different parts of the world right now. But is it to the same end? Are they all leading the different leadership by the nose rings to the same place? Is it where Albert Pike was shown in his letter to Giuseppe Mazzini of the three world wars that Cooper saw in the museum in England with his own eyes? Before now, they're in total denial. Oh, it never existed. It never existed. Where it says at the end that all religions will be destroyed. That they will destroy one another. So that Lucifer is the only religion. Now that, to me, makes sense. Why? Because we know that that's exactly what Satan wants. For what? The Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation. The list just goes on and on and on. I could read the Mark Levin statement where he says that Israel has powerful weapons yet to be used. Bum, bum, bum. What could they be? Gee, let's think about that for a while. Huh? You've got Ben Sobti. Maybe the United States needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who the enemy is, he says. Do we? Did you know that there are 63 gain-of-function biological weapons that are currently in production at U.S. universities right now? Right now. And how come the version of Ebola that's over in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Congolese, what? How come? Why is it so deadly? How come nobody survived? Not yet. Did you know that GM and Ford have been told that they need to fill their empty warehouses with missiles? Just like in World War II. They had to make tanks. They were converted over. Did you know that Roosevelt was a 33rd degree Mason? And Wallace, his vice president, was a overt Satanist who worked with a guru by the name of Nicholas Roerich to create the satanic symbolism on the back of the $1 bill. Novus Ordo Seclorum. The story of the Phoenix. Burn the phoenix to the ground, and out of its ashes will rise Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. It's all happening. Even as we have this discussion on this program, just please remember that we are not here. We weren't born here. Oregon was anathemaed out of the satanic Catholic churchianity branch of evil. Why? Because he believed that the Bible revealed, the 66 book canon, by the way, he told them that we pre-existed. And they kicked him out. And they said, don't come around here no more. You are anathema. But then eventually they let him back in. Because they took a second look at his work and they said, wait a minute. Pre-existence? Oregon? He wasn't using the Apocrypha. He was just using the regular old Bible that we all read. And look at all the folks getting excited about the 88-book Ethiopian Bible. And didn't Moses marry an Ethiopian woman? I kind of think so. And we already know about the 14 books of the Apocrypha that was in the 1611 King James that they quickly and promptly removed. Never mind 2 Ezra 15:28, when the dragons of Arabia fly upon the earth in chariots, and all those who see them will fear and tremble. Never mind verse 40, where it talks about the horrible star, which is also known as Tyche, Herculobus, the destroyer of nations. Planet X, Nibiru, the rival of the Anunnaki. All of this stuff is happening right now. Yes, it is. Remember the audio bite I used to play in the old radio shows? Of Stan Dale coming out and saying that he was hearing in the halls from his contacts in Washington, D.C. that the Anunnaki were here. Remember that? I pray that you do, and if you don't, it doesn't really matter because I'm sharing it with you now. I'm going to compare side by side the Chuck Youngbrandt encounter with the Sarah Manet vision. I'm going to separate the Chuck Youngbrandt encounter into separate sections on the left column, and I'm going to separate the Sarah Manet vision in separate sections on the right side. And I'm going to play a connect the blocks exercise, and I'm going to see how many of them line up for grins and giggles. Because I want to know, is the NLT more accurate than the King James and its understanding of Luke 21:36? One thing we know for sure is all the prophecies, dreams, and visions that are in that right-hand trash bin that's overflowing are just like as in the days of Jonah. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us for the second half of this broadcast. In the holy name of Jesus, let us all seek him with all of our heart. And let us be grateful, because we're not going to be here that much longer. Yes, it's irritating. Yes, it's frustrating. Relax. It's almost over.